On Hope 103.2, joined by John Beckett, the founder of a new organisation called Seed. I love the idea of it. Can you explain what it's about?
Yeah, Laura, we're just kicking off, and I guess we're focused on trying to help people engage with culture in this country, and that sits for us primarily with a discovery of purpose for people. So we think people need to try and understand what God's purpose for the world is and for their own lives, and then find ways to live it in the world. And that will mean that they have to engage with culture and understand culture. So we're, through Seed, trying to develop a community where people can wrestle with issues they have in their industry sector or around a particular social issue, and then find some support and some resources to take their ideas out into the world and make them scalable and sustainable.
So why did you feel there was a particular need at the moment for Christians to be able to engage with culture?
I think it's always been there. I think we're finding that it's harder, you know, as the church is kind of pushed to the margins of culture. Some Christians are finding it harder to engage, and we want to say that's not necessarily a terrible place to be in, but it does mean that we need to understand what the best way to engage is. And so, and also, I guess, just that idea that a lot of people feel disconnected from their faith. They maybe feel like their faith lacks agency or doesn't make a difference in the way it should in the world. And so we want to take people through processes and tools where they can kind of find out how they can make a difference and where that fits for them individually or as groups. And then, yeah, do it in a really positive way that's for the world and doesn't seek to critique culture or condemn culture, but kind of creates culture and embodies a different reality, the way we see it, the way we think God intends it to be.
Mm. So what are some of the tools or suggestions that you're giving to Christians who are trying to engage with culture in a more profound way or impactful way?
We've got five steps, I think, that we take people through. The first is purpose that I've mentioned, an understanding of purpose and how we align with that. The second is around imagination. We want to engage people in the creativity of thinking what would the world look like if it was more aligned with what God wants it to be and his purposes for the world. And then we've got some tools around designing actual cultural change programs or social change projects, which are around building movements and communities for change and engaging with people who have power and influence, and how do you do that most effectively. And then as I said, we've got an investor community and a business support community for people who want to incubate ideas and take them to scale. And then the last step is just around communicating, helping people tell their story really well so that it, I guess, bears witness to Jesus and makes a difference in the world.
Well, it sounds like a brilliant project. It's called Seed. John, thank you so much for your time. How can people get involved?
Best thing at the moment is just to join the community. So the website is seed.org.au, or Twitter or Instagram are just seed.org.au, and we'd love people to join up, find out more and see how we can help them take their ideas out into the world.